Fourth of July. It's the Fourth of July. Hey, baby, we forgot it's the Fourth of July. Hey, baby, it's the Fourth of July.
Did the fade out thing.
Fade out worked that time. Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was great.
I tried to lighten the guitar. I didn't really do it that well. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we got a couple more before this night gets even stranger.
Thank you so much for having us out on this very strange night.
Medford.
Ooh.
That's a song that Donnie wrote in the car. Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for, then to unlock the door downstairs. Okay.
Like so long ago, when I fell so far behind, I never got off to a good start, not one time.
Hey, Mark, can you help me? Hey, Dad, have you got any money? Oh, help me. Hey, Daddy, you got any money? Next week. Hey, Ma, can you help me? Hey, Dad, have you got any money? And Valentine's cards, cake and a candle, chocolate hour. I'm making wishes, save me, I'm sinking. It's not the thought that counts. Hey, Ma, can you help me? Hey, Dad, have you got any money? Next year. Hey, Ma, can you help me? Hey, Dad, have you got any money? Hey, Ma, can you help me? Hey, Dad, have you got any money? Got any money?
Woo. Okay, we have one more song.
You just missed the pyrotechnics. It's
I know there are fireworks happening.
Alright, this is it. This is it for the McCritters tonight.
This is just this one more song.
Yeah.
No more fireworks.
When I'm with you, baby, I go out of my head. And I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. All the things you do to me and everything you said. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. It's getting harder to fall in love. And I just can't seem to get enough of. Walk together, we're walking down the street. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. Every time I think of you, I know we have to meet. And I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. We slip and start as we fall in love. And I just can't seem to get enough of. Now my bags are packed and I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. Now the day is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting and he's blowing his horn. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. So kiss me and smile. smile for me and tell me that you wait for me and hold me like you never let me go. 'Cause I'm a leaving on a jet plane and I don't know when I'll be back again. You know I hate to go. Well, there's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now that they don't mean a thing. 'Cause every place I go, I think of you. And every song I sing for you. When I come back, I bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane and I don't know when I'll be back again. Go. And when it rains, your love's shining down on me. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. Just like a rainbow, I know you set me free. And I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. We slip and slide as we fall in love. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. But I just can't get enough. But I just can't get enough. But I just can't get enough. Well, I just can't get enough. But I just can't get enough. Well, I just can't get enough. But 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 I just can't get enough.
But I just can't get enough. But I just can't get enough. But I just can't get enough. Fantastic. Aww. That was the McCritters, live in Studio D. We're going to be interviewing them in just a little bit. For now, though, let's bring it back to some music. As we wait for them to set up, here's 2 Years by Agitation Trips, right here on the Town with Mikey D.
Stand up, never sit down, never gone long, never around, never made good, never made wrong, never made claims, never gave up. I've got 2 years to tell you a story. I've got 2 years to tell you I'm fine. I've got 2 years to tell you I'm totally out of my mind. Take sides, always see clear.
remembering, always forgot. I got 2 years to tell you a story. I've got 2 years to tell you I'm fine. I got 2 years to tell. I got 2 years to tell you I'm totally out of my mind. I got 2 years to tell you a story. I've got 2 years to tell you I'm fine. I've got 2 years to tell you I'm totally out of my mind. I got 2 years to tell you a story. I've got 2 years.
91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on the aforementioned WMFO, Tufts College Radio, Medford, Massachusetts, and some other things as well. In that last very short block, we had 2 years by Agitation Trips, following that brand new from Fairweather Friends, Helicopter. And we stopped the proceedings right now because, as I'm sure you can tell, it's interview time. We've got the McCritters here, fresh off of their whirlwind debut of the On the Town with Mikey D Studios.
Yay.
Introduce yourselves, if you may.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Donnie. We are the McCritters.
We are the McCritters.
The main ones. There are others.
McCritters Prime.
Yes.
Yes. There's also Terry Tuttle.
Yeah, McCritter.
McCritter.
Andy, bartender McCritter.
Yeah.
We have Dusty Clampett.
He gets to keep his real name because it's such a good name.
Yep. Sorry.
That is so great that that's his real name.
His real name is J.D. Clampett.
Yeah, John Dustin Clampett.
I mean, that's really good too. Either one is like tailor made for like stage name stuff.
Oh, especially for a fiddle player. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was actually his staunch professionalism that kept him from being here tonight.
Yes.
He wanted no part of what we were cooking up.
We have no staunch professionalism, so we came anyway.
We will take it. We will take it when we can get it. We played at a Warp and Weft in Lowell on St. Patrick's Day night. Which was Saturday?
That must have been a trip.
Oh,
yes,
so fun.
Were you there?
No,
it was great. It was great.
Believe it or not, I had a St. Patrick's Day gig that same night elsewhere.
Oh, it was very fun. We had
Saturday, right? Saturday night.
It was a Saturday.
And Terry McNulty joined us on bass, and George, who made up an Irish name because he's not Irish,
McCritter,
was drumming for us.
McCritter.
Yeah, once in, never out. You play with the band once, you get a McCritter tag, and then it's on you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we're just a rotating.
You just have to spend the rest of your life living it down. We played.
It's like the Ramones.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Lillian
finally
gets
somebody gets it. I know.
We've been playing, actually, I don't know, maybe 2 years. We started playing during the pandemic to stave off cabin fever and homicides.
Yes.
And
I wasn't planning any, but yes.
Well, potential. You weren't planning, you know. What, are you going to admit it on the radio?
But our first gig was actually, it was September of 2021, and it was a fill-in. For a show that Disco Volante was doing.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I played some Disco Volante earlier.
Yes, they have a new album out. Please support Disco Volante.
Yes, they're terrific.
Terrific band, terrific chaps.
They are. And then we played Milton Porch Fest, and then we did a lot of Porch Fest, and then a lot of fill-ins for punk rock shows where a band got COVID and they needed somebody to open. So.
Or a band remain temporarily nameless. We're too busy.
Oh, yes. Different band.
Too busy.
Yes.
Too busy.
Well, people have a...
They didn't even try to come up with a good excuse there.
Well...
I can't do the show because... No.
Yeah. It's, you know, during cotillion season, you know...
You know, we're not too proud to be the band that makes it on Table Scraps. That's good.
No.
That works.
As long as
I mean, so many local bands just are that by default.
Right.
And I feel like the worst thing you could do is not realize, just carry yourself in a manner where like you don't realize and just don't have that kind of self-awareness.
Yes. Well, we played stages big. We played a funeral.
Wow.
Graveside in Durham, New Hampshire.
Yep.
In the summer.
Yeah.
Outside. By the graveside, I broke a guitar string.
Wow.
He was rocking out at the funeral.
I wasn't. It wasn't. They requested a handful of songs, and we
I assume you played the songs.
We did play the song.
We played all of them.
Yeah. I had to go back to my car, because there was a lot of what I'll refer to as speaky parts of the funeral. I had a chance to go back to my car. I grabbed an electric guitar string and put it on my guitar. But we're playing on Eagle's Wings. It's not. Is that? That's
yes.
not it. Is
yeah,
it?
That's okay. it. That is the one. Good job.
And we're barely playing it. Barry, I was barely playing it because it's a difficult song, and I didn't really know. I was playing the things. I broke the string. I had a capo on. So then I just sort of came in with like some a cappella accompaniment
it
that
was
I did.
Great. Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I mean, were you
that's,
there?
That's,
no.
That's quick
it was
thinking.
Great.
I was.
I don't think there's any evidence. There should have been video.
People don't do that so much. Videotape
I know,
the
funerals. They sent our video crew away.
Yeah,
so
people
rude.
Don't necessarily want. That's not. I've never really associated funerals with something people want to just look fondly back on necessarily.
No, not really. But
unless it was like a big rollicking New Orleans style funeral where it's just like like a big party.
Oh yeah. No, but one of the family members did suggest to Donnie that he needed a roadie for his next funeral.
Yeah. And we signed,
that's very
yeah,
good.
We signed him up, but he did not show.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, we did need a roadie for that one.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. I break strings a lot, and...
It's your intensity. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's...
Wow.
Yeah, and
it's
we're...
It's a little close to home, because we live in a tent city.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
It's true.
Soon, that's
May 4th, tent city, here we come.
Oh, no, no.
Just kidding. No, 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 no.
Please don't think of it like that.
No.
Right. We both have cars.
So I think I... come on. We're already in kind of weird spirits tonight.
Right.
We don't need that made even weirder.
I just want to get out of this building before anything else
no,
happens.
No, nothing else weird is
there's
happen.
There's no trees around here.
I know. I know, thank goodness.
Any ladders?
See, the rest of our...
I saw a ladder on the way in.
I can neither confirm nor deny
you
whether
know.
There are ladders.
That 9 out of 10 ladders in your house will kill you upon sight.
Now, I don't think you really listened to that PSA.
I heard. I got the important parts. I got the important parts down. So good. I paraphrase.
Yeah, you hear all those stories on the news about all those ladders poisoning people.
That's right.
You know what? We have... this is not a long story. Our house got crushed by a tree before Christmas. But you know what we have around our house? We have 6 ladders.
Oh no!
It's true.
You think the ladders put the trees up to it?
Well,
it's
all the ladders are leaning against the house.
They were conspiring.
And the tree wanted to lean against the house too.
Oh, so it was more like a friendship thing.
I didn't know. Yeah.
The tree just wanted to be cool.
Right.
It did.
And in doing so, they did the least cool thing possible.
Oh my goodness!
That's right. That tree should have just been itself and stayed as a tree instead of a fake ladder against
well,
the house.
Is that where that was going?
I don't know. Oh. I jumped to the conclusion.
But yeah.
So like you guys first popped on my radar, I think maybe it might have been like at the very beginning of the year. Like every so often I'll just post on Facebook because
oh, yeah.
all of my friends are like local scene people. And I'm just like, hey, give me some songs.
Right.
Oh.
And then I got Salisbury Beach and like I played it for the first time and just thought, you know what? This is fun. This
Yay.
Is just fun. This is just fun.
Well, that's
and
what
like,
you try to do.
And like I get, there's like, I get definitely get that from your music as well as like this very sort of much, like in spite of like all the sing-alongs and like catchy Depeche Mode covers, just this
wow.
very sort of subtle grittiness that you might get from like a Billy Bragg or
right.
like a Jonathan
oh.
or a Jonathan Richman.
All those people.
Thank you so much.
Like, it seems strange. I was saying to somebody the other day how I've been playing in bands for a long time, but this is the first one. That I ever constructed a set and geared it toward like entertaining people, in like in a musical way, you know. Other time we've been playing music that we wanted to play and people were entertained by it, it was sort of like, you know, good for you.
I mean,
like,
right.
But this one we've been playing a lot of festivals and
yeah
and.
And like I don't mean this in like a derogatory way at all possible, but there is kind of like a very charming kind of family friendliness.
Oh, good.
To the music as well.
What's derogatory mean?
No, I know.
Well, I just mean like, you know,
oh yeah, no.
I feel like it's kind of an immediate like death sentence of a musician's mood
right.
to be like when they hear, oh, your music's family friendly,
because
you just immediately associate
right.
it with like, oh, our music is children's music.
I know. I didn't grow up in a family. I don't know what that stuff's all about.
But it's funny.
Well, that's not specifically.
I know. But like, that's the thing. We found that, like it's more fun doing these things where you know, it, the less of a front or an attitude you have playing it, and the more people are enjoying it. Like the first, I think it was Milton Porch Fest we played, and we had, I almost brought it tonight. We have an, when our, when we don't have the band ready to go, we have an electronic option, which I would say electronic, that's pretty good. They're mostly like old like Casio and Yamaha keyboards that we queue up and just play over the loop. And we brought that down to the Porch Fest, and all my technology broke down one by one. So we ended up, I was trying to plug our little PA into the, my amp because they weren't sharing the PA. It was, I don't know. So we ended up just going into the street.
When you say broke down one by one, was this like in the middle of the set?
As we were trying to get started. So first,
so you basically did a reverse Stop Making Sense.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. If Stop Making Sense ended with an electrocution.
I know.
Oh no.
Because we were on the porch and like,
oh no,
the band we were playing after started taking away the PA. I'm like, huh, we could probably use that. Because there's like hundreds of people out in the street in this neighborhood, and like, I got a loud singing voice. She's a loud singing voice, but we're not going to get there. So we just went out into the street with my guitar, and we took our bag of percussion instruments, which we have, and basically just dumped it on the lawn and gave them all to the kids and whoever wanted to take one. And we're just running around the yards with dogs and kids and parents and grandparents, and everyone was playing percussion, so no one could tell if it was on time or off time. But it was like, that's why we try to bring, like, when we played, downstairs, a place in Salem, we're playing a punk rock show. Mm. And initially people were sort of like what?
I want to say that might have been Opus.
Yes.
It was.
Yes, we're opening up for pretty punky rock show. Bands.
Punk Rock Joe.
Yeah. And Joe and Jane, they were together. Oh, how we knew them. Tears in their eyes. But we played, and we just found, like, you find a song that's just, like, simple and repetitive, and, like, you just, you know, go overboard just performing it. And, like,
oh, totally. That's Roadrunner.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
To bring up Jonathan Richman right. again.
Well, oh, please do.
We have so many songs in our set for live, for when we sort of think we need to reach an element in the room, or but we found we haven't had to work that hard because nearly every show there's probably been a couple that have been sort of just like a little dead or just even, you know, but. It seems
well,
to
that,
be...
Well, that's just going to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was more sort of like a dead room and, like, you know, and you're just singing, like, just looking at the bartender from 20 feet away, just singing the song, and staring in the eyes, you just go, none of this is working. And they're like, the bartender's like, yeah, and just, nothing's working, no one here.
Mm.
But, like, I think that's what makes these shows so exciting. We have a full band with a violin player, an upright bass player, and a drummer. And, you know, it expands to for the size of the show. And we say, you know, weddings, parties, and anything. Really.
And if we, yeah, I always think it's a big win if we can get people dancing, which you do a lot. But it's an even bigger win if you can get kids dancing because they won't dance just to be nice. Like, they only dance when they want to.
Kids don't have, like, that sort of, you know, keeping up appearances filter sort of thing like that.
Exactly.
I think only... There are only a couple levels above getting a room full of people, strangers, dancing and having a good time. On St. Patrick's Day, there's some elements going on.
Oh,
there.
Yes.
But above dancing is the conga line.
Oh, wow.
If you get a conga line, you have that entire room. Because how do you not join?
Well, wow. I don't even know how to react to that.
But join the conga line. That's how you react to it. What? Is anyone listening to me?
Yeah, I am.
No, but like, I guess above conga line, it would have to be like beach ball or spontaneous explosion or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, that second one seems a little dangerous.
Right. If we're at, you know, not many people are from Lowell, but sometimes the
and we are of course speaking from experience with a room just filled with just exploded fireworks.
Right.
and pyrotechnics.
Yes, and that's people. Right. People explode.
As previously mentioned.
Yes. Sometimes people aren't that happy. We've been, we were living downtown Portsmouth for a while, New Hampshire. And we were walking the streets, a little city, you know, and I'm like, what's different here? And I'm like, oh, it's because in Lowell, if you walk around downtown, like 75% of people are having the worst day of their life. And then, like, you know, in other
That's
places,
not the case in Portsmouth?
No, people are very happy.
Mm.
All around. Like hula hoops and stuff like that. It's hot.
Wow.
And it's not someone at a stop sign
with
a hula
stick,
hoop.
I think it's, thing.
And a poorly spelled sign.
Oh,
pajamas.
Boy.
But that is entertainment, and it's that street stuff.
It is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Lots of people walking around on unicycles with lizards on their shoulders, that kind of thing.
That's more Hampton Beach a little bit. Snakes and lizards are Hampton Beach territory.
Mm. Lowell's more heavy with chuds.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding you, Lowell.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You love Lowell.
I love it. It's lots of love about it.
I know. You've written so many songs about Lowell.
Lowell is so wonderful when it's asleep.
I know. Donnie McHale making friends on the airwaves. Yeah.
My favorite Only Thing song is about Lowell.
Yes.
Well, they're all
there
about
goes
Lowell.
Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Lowell's best viewed through a large telescope. But you can be there and view it from that works too.
Just carry around your telescope.
I know.
All right.
I'm getting spiky because of we have the Fantastic Town and City Festival coming up next week, and you guys are all...
Oh, you guys are in the Town and City Festival. Very nice.
No.
But we are playing soon.
I must have given Chris Porter a black eye in grammar school or something like that.
No,
I'm just kidding. I like you too, Chris. You're good.
We do have a
Presto
show.
Records, you are a maverick. That's legit.
Sorry. We do have a show at the Midway coming up May 20th. With
yes.
Kermit's Finger
yes.
and
the Joni Earthquake Band.
Oh, yes.
And Charmed and Strange.
Charmed and Strange.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a matinee show, which means that all of our friends and family can come because it's not past their bedtime.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Very nice.
And it's going to be sunny and warm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's getting to feeling like that more and more.
I know.
I'm not averse to it, especially after, you know, how much... Cold winter we've had.
Oh, it was so much.
Oh,
so, you know, I'm guaranteeing it is going to be sunny.
Are you?
Or your money back.
That is amazing.
Yep.
Will you give me my money back?
No, not yours.
Okay.
What about me? Can I have her money back?
Yes. There needs to be some interest involved.
Oh, gotcha.
There needs to be money made on the transaction.
Oh, I see.
Very nice.
You will have to pay full charge to get into the Midway show, but your charge for the sunny day will be waived.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's amazing.
That you can't beat a bargain like that.
Nope. Yeah. Guarantee
you. Oh, man. Thank you so much for joining us, the McCritters.
Thank you all.
As I mentioned off mic, I very much appreciated the Depeche Mode cover.
Oh.
I love Depeche Mode.
Oh, thank you.
We all do.
Or Depeche Mode mashup, I should say.
Right.
Apparently, our dog also loved it, because what folks on the air did not hear is that he was listening on the radio and sang along.
Yep.
As my daughter, who's dog sitting right now, told us.
Yay,
that is so
mom.
Wonderful. Yeah. You want to share, you already, shared, a couple of upcoming dates, maybe, any social media or, Bandcamp links or whatnot?
Well, we are, you know, we have to go in and do and record a record. We've been doing singles and putting them out, and... it's a combination of studio recordings and phone voice memo recordings.
Yeah. Some of them out on Star Island.
Star Island out in the Iowa Shoals. My friend Eric Klein is a talented engineer and producer. And I think part of what I get out of it is releasing voice memo recordings
And Meppos.
Yeah,
and Meppos.
Thank God. I could have said any word right there.
You could have. And
I have a...
It's amazing.
I have a filthy mouth sometimes. I'm glad My word salad thing didn't include a nasty word.
I'm glad too. If you haven't checked us out,
stale crouton of a word salad.
We are on Bandcamp as the McCritters, spelled just like it sounds, like Irish critters, I guess. And we were putting out a single every 2 weeks for the first quarter of the year. So if you haven't checked us out yet, there's a bunch of music on there that you can listen to for free.
It's all free. Yes.
Free music.
Heck yeah, everyone likes free music.
Yes. Right. And we're also on Instagram as the McCritters and on Facebook for anybody who's still on Facebook.
Well, let me say, on Bandcamp, you can pay for the songs if you want.
You can.
Because we are
pro-choice. People
right.
have choices.
We are not communists.
Everybody. Right. But, like, be cool.
Everyone wants it to Godfather as much as I.
Oh, boy.
We are not communists.
Are you sure?
Why am I? Okay.
We're teetering.
All right. Thank you again to the McCritters.
Thank you.
It was a super fun night, and everybody was great.
Right.
We're going to bring us back to some music now. Starting out a new block, here's Senseless Optimism with Done.
Well, I know there's nowhere left to go. And I know I've been smoking on the street for way too long. It's been far, but I'm done. I'm done.
Wanted more life. Some people just get lost on the How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
missing can't be so obscured. Is it so wrong to be missing? Was what's missing along? Your struggle is real, but how dare you make me feel? I took the way of love.
You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. And we're just about bringing the proceedings to a close here. In that last block, we had Done by Senseless Optimism into Abandoned Ghost by Allie Frost. Following that, Slighter with Craig Joseph Huxtable with Pulling Me Under. And just after that, Fatigue with Saudade, The Way of Love. That about does it for On the Town with Mikey D for this week, but be sure to join us next week, next Wednesday, for another fine 3 hours of local goodies and live performances. Hopefully our equipment will not crap out on us this time, but, you know, all things considered, I feel like we pulled something off, making the most of all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I'm your hostess, Lils, and I will see you next time.